guys, it's Carly. Welcome back to Mostly Balanced. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I'm coming off a week-long trip from New York to Arizona, so I'm a little tired, but I'm excited to be back with a solo episode. If you didn't listen to last week's episode with Lucy Fink, by the way, go back and listen to it. It was so good. She was one of those guests that I had wanted to have on for so long. I've been following Lucy since she started her account, which was like years and years ago, like at least 7 years ago. And so I've seen her whole journey and seen her grow her business and also her whole like dating journey. She married her high school sweetheart. Now she moved from the city to the suburbs. She has one kid and she's pregnant with another kid. So she's gone through a lot of changes in that area of her life and in her business. And it was really cool to hear from her. I didn't know what to expect. Like, is she going to be the same as she comes across on Instagram? I had never met her in real life. And she was even cooler. She was so down to earth and just really fun to talk to. We recorded and I looked down. It felt like it had been 5 minutes and it had already been an hour. So the episode is on the longer side. Really, really good. A lot of great dating advice, life advice, relationship advice. We talked about sex, marriage, kids, family, like so many different things. So definitely go back and listen to that. And today we're going to dive back into some listener questions. I also am going to start the episode talking primarily about dating apps and about how to make your dating app profile better. So if you're in a relationship and you're not looking for advice on dating apps, you can definitely skip forward to the second part of the episode. I'll put the timestamp in the show notes so you know where to start listening. But I recently did a post that centered around dating burnout. So I get so many questions about like, what do I do? I feel like I'm not getting any matches on dating apps. All my first dates suck. I'm not getting past the first date. I am so burnt out. I like hate dating. So that's been a theme of a lot of questions that I've been getting on Instagram or even from friends and people in real life. It just seems like everybody's kind of like sick of it. Like, how do we meet people in real life? How do we have a better experience on dating apps? All of those questions. And to me, I mean, meeting in real life is a whole separate episode. I can definitely focus on that in different episodes, but learning how to use the dating apps in a good, healthy, fun way is going to completely transform your dating life. And I am speaking as somebody who used to also get so frustrated with the dating apps. So that's a very, very normal feeling to have. So you're definitely not alone. Like I said, I get these questions all the time, and it usually does center around dating apps, and that is what is causing people's burnout. So if you're single, you want to meet someone, but you feel like really, really stuck with your dating life, I think just learning some skills for dating apps specifically and also for early dates will be extremely helpful. And I've been offering dating consultations for a little while now, but I recently also decided to offer a dating app specific consult. So basically a dating app makeover. And what this is going to look like, or what it has looked like, I've started doing it for a few people already, is my one-on-one coaching sessions or consultation calls is more of like a either video call or phone call. And we can just talk about really anything that's going on in your dating life or in your relationship. If you just have an issue that like you want to just talk to somebody like a friend about, like, I'm not a therapist. This is literally just advice from somebody who has dated a lot, has interviewed hundreds of experts, and has spent years learning everything that she can about dating and relationships. So that's what my one-on-one dating consultations look like. But this dating app profile makeover is a little bit different. So all of the advice will be given either over email or through messaging if you'd rather talk that way on Instagram. And basically what it is you will send me either screenshots of your full dating app profile or a screen recording of you like scrolling through your profile, just whatever you can send me so that I can see the entire profile. And then just a couple sentences if you want. You can send me a couple sentences on what you're dealing with, like what your struggle is. Maybe, for example, you're not getting any matches, or you're getting a ton of matches, but you're not having any good conversations, or you're getting caught in the pen pal stage and you're not ever getting asked out on a date. So whatever your dating app related issue is, you can give me some context there. Send me the pictures or the video of your app profile, and I'll get back to you with in-depth feedback of what you should change and what you can do to your profile to make it more magnetic to the types of matches that you want to get. So that's another key thing. So maybe you're getting like a ton of likes, but none of them are with the types of people that you want to go out with. what can you change on your profile? I've helped people do this when I've been starting to offer these. I've helped a few people and I've gotten such great feedback. Like people have started telling me, oh my God, even just changing that one picture to be my first picture or adjusting that prompt a little bit, I'm getting so many more likes, or I'm getting so many more messages that aren't just a like. Like that prompt is getting so many conversation starters. It's sparking so much conversation. I have a date next week because I changed this and I got this like on this photo. Like so much great success already with a few people I've done this with. So I hope that if you're listening and you've been really struggling with your dating app experience, you consider signing up for that dating app makeover because it will be really helpful. If you do want to take it that extra step and have that one-on-one call with me, you can definitely do that as well. So I'm going to link all the details to that in the show notes. And it's also on my Instagram profile. So if you have any questions or you can't find what you're looking for, definitely send me a DM and I'll point you in the right direction. And hopefully we can get your dating app profile to its optimal state so that you can get the dates that you want and ultimately the relationship that you want. And if you're wondering, why is it that important? Can't I just spend 5 minutes uploading my best pictures, answering some funny prompts, and then I'll attract the right person because that person will like me for me? I totally get what you're saying. I have also in the past just not put a lot of effort into my dating app profile. And of course, you're going to get some matches, but they're just not going to be the best matches you could possibly get. And that's because first impressions are everything. So choosing the best app photos and prompt responses will significantly impact your online dating success. So what stops you when you're scrolling through Hinge or Bumble or The League or whatever app you're using? Like, yeah, I'm sure you stop if somebody just looks attractive, but if you scroll through their profile, like, have you ever had that experience where you're scrolling through and you're like, I have nothing to say to this person. Like they're not giving me anything to work with. Or maybe you scroll through and you're like, oh, they seem cool, but like, I don't think they look that good in their photos. Like people dissect these profiles and that's on the off chance that it even stops their scroll. Like a lot of times people will just swipe no on the first photo. But if you stop their scroll and they're looking through and they're like reading your profile, they're dissecting it. They're either A, really interested in you and looking for some type of in, or they're B, kind of like on the fence and they're looking for something that might like grab them and pull them in a little bit. So how can you do that on your own profile? I'm going to dive into like a few examples here of building a profile that's going to reveal your personality, your values, and your interests. Pull them in a little bit, but leave them wanting to know more to the point that they have to message you. Okay, so starting with your photos. The photos are what tell a visual story about you. So the photos that you choose should help the person, again, get to know you while also sparking some intrigue. So it's the visual of it, of course, like what you look like and the attraction aspect of it. But you can also use the photos to really tell a story and say a little bit more about you than just like, here's a picture of me looking hot. So a few things to keep in mind while you're choosing your photos. A, you want to show your authentic self. So you want your photo to actually represent as closely as it can what you would look like if this person passed you on the street or saw you in the grocery store or saw you at a bar, whatever it is. Don't just like dig through, oh my God, remember that picture from 2012 where I looked amazing? I'm going to go find it. Like, no. First of all, your profile picture should be no more than max 3 years old. And even that is pushing it. So if you don't have photos that are within the past couple of years, you're going to want to go out and take some. And I can tell you some advice on that in a few minutes. But choose pictures that look the most like you as you can. So you're beautiful just as you are right now. You don't have to find that perfect photo where you had a full face of makeup and you looked and felt amazing. But what you want to do is just represent most what you look like and what you look like right now. And the reason for that is like, yes, you are trying to pull people in and stop their scroll and attract a like and start a conversation. But you're also trying to attract somebody who it's going to work out with, who you're going to have a great first date with, who might lead to a second date, third date, fourth date, and a relationship. And if you think about it this way, like if you got out on a date with somebody and they looked nothing like their photos, or they looked like them, but it was like really evident that this was a photo from like 10 years ago, you would be immediately turned off. Even if you might have seen that person in real life and thought, oh my God, that person's super attractive, you're still going to be so turned off by the fact that they don't feel confident enough that they felt the need to use a picture that doesn't represent what they look like now. So you want to put yourself in the best position, whereas like somebody might think the ideal scenario is somebody thinks you're even better looking in real life. So of course you want to look good in your pictures, but you don't want to have the opposite effect where it's like, oh, she looked better in her pictures or he looked better in his pictures, whatever it is. So choose a recent photo that looks like you. Another thing is make sure you're smiling naturally in the photos. So a warm, friendly smile is so appealing. It's universally appealing and it's inviting. And you can have like one or two artsy photos where you're like, I don't know, smiling without your teeth or like smirking or whatever it is. I feel like I see those a lot when people send me their profiles for review, and you can look great in that photo, but it's just not as inviting. It's never going to be. Research shows that people are drawn to people who are smiling, who look happy. So your first photo should be a photo where you can clearly see your face, no sunglasses, and you're smiling with teeth. So smile with teeth and you're going to pull in more people. I guarantee you. If right now your only picture of you smiling with teeth is like your very last photo, take out your phone, edit profile, drag that photo to the top because it's going to get you a lot more likes that are actually going to lead to dates. And then on that note, you're going to want at least a few photos where it's like straight on your face and you can really see what you look like. But you also want to mix in like maybe one or two or a few full length photos where they can see your whole body. And I've gotten like some mixed feedback about this where people are like, well, why do they have to see my body? Like, doesn't it just like sometimes can turn people off? And when I first thought about this, I was like, yeah, that is weird. Like, why do they have to see like my whole body? Is that really going to change if they like me or not? But what it really does, in my opinion, is just like makes you more of a real person. So if somebody is like just a face and shoulders and all of their pictures, it's like you really can't visualize that they're a real person. They're just like a picture on an app. So the more photos you can have that show you it clearly from the face and also the whole body, and also like doing a variety of things like in a variety of different positions, that's going to help really bring you to life and make you seem like a real, true person that they want to get to know. Again, no sunglasses. If you want, you can have like one sunglass photo. If it's like an amazing photo in a cool location that might spark some conversation and you really love that photo, have one, but all the rest, you have to be able to see your whole face. You're also going to want to make sure that you're not excessively filtering your photos. So I've gotten this question a lot from people who will send me their app profiles, and their biggest concern that they are telling me is that they are getting a lot of matches and a lot of first dates, but they're never going past the first date and they don't know if it's like something about their profile. And I will tell you 99.9999% of the time, their photos are filtered. And I'm not saying that they're like completely changing their like body shape or like exactly like completely changing what they look like, but they are blurring out the bags under their eyes, or they're like changing their eyes to look brighter and whiter, or their teeth to look whiter, or whatever it is. You can just tell it's like the Paris filter on Instagram. Like, they made themselves look like an Instagram filter. That should not be what you look like. Again, you want to look like what you naturally look like. If somebody filtered their face completely to make their teeth look professionally whitened and their eyes look like bright with no dark circles or anything, and then you go out in real life and they look like a real person who, yes, again, you might have found attractive in everyday life, you're just going to be confused. Like, wow, is this person insecure? Why do they have to change what they look like? They don't look anything like they do in their photos. And it's going to be an immediate turnoff. So keep it unfiltered, and your genuine unfiltered appearance, I promise you, is going to attract genuine unfiltered matches. And then just like a few small things that I see on dating app profiles pretty regularly that I hope everybody will just like stop doing immediately is circling who they are in a group picture. That's like when I was on the dating apps, that was like one of the biggest turnoffs for me. So if I ever saw somebody who like circled with an arrow who they were, it was an automatic no. I'm not kidding. Like, this could be the most attractive person who seems like my like dream man. I would not swipe yes on him. Similarly, if you have like an emoji over everybody's face except for yours, no emojis pasted onto the photos. Like, just no editing these photos whatsoever. No markups, nothing. It's just like tacky. I really don't like that at all. And if it's unclear who you are in the photo, choose a different photo. And some dating coaches and dating experts will tell you, like, don't use any group photos at all. But I actually don't agree with that at all. I think that you can use, again, you should have a good amount. The bulk majority of your photos should be just you alone looking like you do in real life. But you can have a couple of group photos. I actually think it's like better to have group photos, even if it's you and one other person, or you and your two siblings, or whatever it is, just to show that you have that like social side of you, I think can be really helpful. It just makes you look fun and really brings the person that you are to life. I wouldn't include photos of you and just one person of your desired gender. So like if I was on a dating app and I was matching with men, I would be like a little bit thrown off if I saw their profile and it was like just all photos of them with some girl that I had no idea who she was. Like she could be his sister or whatever, or just a friend, but you don't want to make people guess that. So it could kind of give off the vibes that you're a player, that you're not looking for something serious. If they're like, who are all these different girls or who are all these different guys in all of their photos? Like it just could throw people off. So avoid that, but don't avoid groups. Groups can be fine as long as A, it's clear who you are, and B, the majority of your photos are just you. And in terms of what these actual photos should be, like what should you be doing in them? I think the most important thing is to just have variety. So a variety of photos makes your profile more interesting and relatable, and it gives a lot of opportunities for someone to connect with you. So you're going to want to include a mix of photos that showcase different aspects of your life and your personality. So even if you love traveling and that's your number one passion and you're obsessed with it and you travel every other week, don't use all photos of you on vacation. There's more to you than just that. I promise you. I had one listener message me recently who was like, no, travel is my only hobby. It's the only thing I like to do. It's literally my whole life. It's my biggest passion. That's fine. I also love travel and I love that you found something that you love so much. But there's more to you. Like, what are you doing when you're not traveling? Are you hanging out with friends? Are you reading a book? Are you like, whatever you're doing, just like find another way to show that. Maybe one of the things you love about traveling is trying new restaurants. So photo of you at a restaurant, like that is an amazing photo, a photo that shows what you would look like on a date with somebody at a restaurant. Just you from the opposite end of the table, looking happy, eating your pasta, whatever it is, do that. But just don't do six photos of you at like major landmarks in all different cities. It's just kind of like a little bit of an overload. So to break it down, I have this recipe that I like to tell people of the photos to include on a dating app profile. So just a caveat, I'm not saying that you're never going to get the right match if you don't do this exact recipe. This is just a guide that I like to use and it's worked for me and it's worked for a lot of other people who I've helped with their dating app profiles, friends and people now that I'm offering these sessions. So at least one solo photo shot showing your entire body, at least one solo photo where your face is fully visible, no sunglasses, smiling with teeth, a maximum of 1 to 2 group photos, and try to keep it to less to 5 people and 100% make it very clear who you are. But don't use arrows or emojis. Just make sure that you are visible and it's clear which one is you. Showcase at least 3 hobbies or interests in your photos. So again, if your main hobby is traveling, include a bunch of travel photos, but also include a photo of you at a restaurant or also include a photo of you out for a run or out for a walk, whatever it is. Showcase at least 3 things that will give people different opportunities to chat with you and start a conversation. All right, so moving on to the prompts. And this is kind of like based on Hinge because that's the app that I've used the most. That's the app that pretty much everybody who asks me for these consultations uses. So I'm going to kind of shape it around Hinge's prompts, but this is something you can replicate on any dating app. So the dating app prompts are more than just a question that you answer super quickly just to get your profile up and running. They're opportunities for you to stand out beyond your photos. So with the right prompt responses on your profile, you're going to make a more memorable impression and you're going to spark a more interesting opening line than just, hey, how's it going? So the goal of the prompts is to start a conversation. I used to get so frustrated when every single message I was getting was just, hey, how was your weekend? Hey, what's up? Like just short kind of bland messages that gave me nothing to go off of and just started the same conversation over and over again. So I would have a list of 50 conversations going and they would all be like extremely boring. Once I changed my dating app profile to invite conversation and like literally spell out for them an easy way to start an interesting conversation with me, it wasn't that long before I started meeting a lot more people who were a lot more compatible with me. And then I ultimately ended up in a relationship. And so I think the way that you can do this is, again, similar to your photos, be authentic and answer the questions honestly. So authenticity is attractive and it's going to help you find more people who are like-minded, who are similar to you, who share similar values. So don't just like write something generic that could be anybody on the street. You want your profile to be something that if your best friend was reading it, if your best friend had a list of or had a set of 20 dating app profiles that she was swiping through, she would undoubtedly be able to stop at yours and be like, oh, that's Carly. Like, that's exactly what you should think about it as. Think about it as describing you, how your friend would describe you, who you are authentically. And you want to make it engaging too. So instead of just like stating facts about you, authentic facts, use fun anecdotes and be specific. So instead of saying, I love pizza on your profile, make your answer, I get a plain slice from Joe's in the West Village at least once a week, and it beats any specialty pizza in the city. That's like a specific example of, say, somebody lives in New York City, they love Joe's pizza. They could have just said, I love pizza, but instead they're telling that person they love a plain slice. Joe's is their favorite pizza in the city. They go there at least once a week, and it beats any specialty pie. So this is like an invitation for somebody to message you and be like, oh no, there's no way that a plain slice from Joe's beats a pepperoni jalapeno pizza from XYZ place. Like, it's just getting a little specific and standing out from just the average, I like to eat pizza answer on a profile, which I think is actually very, very common for female profiles from what I've heard from men asking for advice. Lots of pizza on female profiles. So you can love pizza, you can keep it there, but make it a little bit more specific. Also, keep it positive. I would love it if Hinge would get rid of the prompt called don't go out with me if ... It's honestly the most negative prompt ever. And I understand it's like supposed to be funny. Like, don't go out with me if you like pineapple on your pizza, or don't go out with me if you wake up before 8 a.m. Like, it can be a funny joke. And I've seen a lot of the responses here that aren't so off-putting, but I just think the prompt is off-putting in general. Like, why are you on here telling me not to go out with you? It's just a frustrating, weird, annoying prompt. So maintain a positive tone in your responses. So instead of answering those types of prompts, focus on what you do want or what you do enjoy. Don't be like, dating apps suck. It's going to turn off somebody who's really there to date intentionally and meet somebody that they really like. You might also be looking for that, but you think it's like a funny thing to put on your profile that dating apps suck, or like, let's go out and commiserate over our bad dates. Like, that could be a funny joke to make in person maybe, or when you know the person a little better, but it's just kind of a turnoff for somebody who might be swiping through, like really wanting to meet a genuine person with a genuine connection. And they're like, why am I wasting my time in this app with people who just think it sucks? Another big one that can be extremely helpful is asking questions within the prompts. So like I said, you want to be engaging and give them a prompt that's going to start conversations, like the pizza prompt that I gave earlier, or even something like Hinge has a prompt that's try to guess this about me or something like that. So if you do one of those, that's like an automatic opener for the person. So try to guess if I'm a morning person or a night person, or try to guess what my coffee order is, or try to guess the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, whatever it is, like just something like that. That's maybe a simple question to answer, but will spark a lot of conversation. You're going to want to do that, but also ask questions in the prompts. So if you say, let's go back to the pizza prompt I said earlier, if you said that, you could also add to it, what's your favorite topping, or what's your favorite pizza in the city? Something that's just like a simple question. We don't have to get so in the weeds. It just doesn't have to be deep. Like, I know we all want these genuine connections. That doesn't mean your first few messages with your future partner need to be so deep and so intense. It could be a little bit more surface, but make it fun, make it upbeat, ask a question that's easy for them to answer. If I was scrolling through and I saw somebody ask me what's the best pizza in the city, like if I find that person at all interesting, or I think that they're like at all attractive, I'm probably going to respond and tell them my favorite pizza place in the city, because it's an easy question to answer. So make it easy for them. And then in terms of like humor, I think it really does work. If you're naturally funny and you want to inject humor into your responses, definitely do it. Like, nothing would stop me scrolling on the app more than like genuinely laughing from someone's response. But if you're just kind of like inserting jokes to try to be funny and like it doesn't really come naturally, like just kind of like know the line of like, oh, that's something funny. Like, don't make your whole profile like you're a comedian, unless you are a comedian. But just like, don't be over the top with it is what I'm trying to say. So same thing as you don't want to keep all of your photos exactly the same. Don't make all of your prompts a joke. Like, you want to show them that you're taking it seriously a little bit, but don't shy away from injecting a little bit of humor. I think it can be great, especially if you're somebody who loves to laugh and you're looking for somebody who also loves that. And then I kind of already mentioned this, but steer clear of overused phrases and cliches. So if you're going to automatically avoid this, if you're trying to reflect your personality and you're not being generic in your responses, please skip the response about pineapple on pizza, being overly competitive, liking The Office. Like, those are all things that are on so many profiles, and it just kind of makes you blend in with the crowd instead of standing out. Make sure you're using proper grammar. So I cannot stress this enough. And yes, I am a writer and an editor, so of course this is going to bother me. But if you're not using proper grammar and you have like all these spelling mistakes, like, it's just going to show, A, it's I will promise you it's a turnoff for a lot of people, even if they're not writers or editors, but it's also just going to make it seem like you didn't like put any effort into this whatsoever. On the opposite end, you don't want to make this like a long essay that's written as if you're going to get it professionally published, but keep it concise and meaningful and just show that you did put a little bit of time into it. And just at the end of the day, remember that these prompt responses are a way to start conversation and showcase your personality. So be yourself, have fun, and use your responses as an opportunity to connect with potential matches. That's really all it is. And if you're wondering if you should put whether you're looking for a relationship or not, whether you want kids, all of those like potential things that Hinge and other apps give you the option to fill out. If you want to do that, go for it. I think you shouldn't be afraid to say what you're looking for and what you want in the future, but just keep your profile in general lighthearted and then save some of the deeper stuff in terms of like the prompt responses for when you're actually building a connection with the person. So I have a few responses that I think I always like recommend people putting on their profile. So I'm going to give you just like a handful of them. And then also, again, like if you want me to go through your profile specifically, I would absolutely love that. So please don't hesitate to sign up for that. The link is in the show notes. But if you're just kind of wanting to switch things up right now on your own, these are the prompts that I think are the absolute best. So my number one favorite is my most controversial opinion is ... And yeah, this is a prompt that a ton of people use, but it's because it gets responses. There's actually data that Hinge came out with last year that was the most successful prompts, meaning they lead to conversation most frequently. And this was on there. And if you want that list, definitely let me know. I'll send it to you because there's 25 prompts on there and they lead to the most responses. And that's what you want. You want more responses to spark a genuine conversation and lead to a date that's going to be more fun and more aligned with what you're looking for. So my most controversial opinion is a great prompt because it gives you an opportunity to showcase your personality, who you are, and make you stand out from other people and ding, 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 invite conversation. So an example could be my most controversial opinion is dessert is better before dinner. Hear me out, ... So I love adding the hear me out, ... because it's like, again, inviting them to be like, okay, please explain, why is dessert better before dinner? Another one could be, I'd rather have a year of winter than a year of summer. What do you think? So that's, again, a very simple, easy opinion for somebody, easy topic for someone to form an opinion on, but it sparks a conversation and you could actually learn a lot from someone about that. So maybe you say you'd rather have a year of winter than a year of summer and they're like, oh my gosh, no, how could you not have summer? Because I love going to the beach and I love doing this and I love doing that. Or, oh my God, I love winter too. I'm a huge skier. This is my favorite thing to do. Like it just sparks more conversation. And it's just from that simple question. Another one could be like, take something that's like extremely popular, like football or Taylor Swift and say it's overrated. So I used to have, I think on mine, brunch is overrated. Hear me out, ... That got so many responses because I think also so many women had on their profile that they loved brunch at the time. Brunch was like very in. And I actually do genuinely not like brunch. So people would respond to me and be like, what's wrong with brunch? Or just something along those lines. And then it would just spark a funny conversation. Another one could be, cereal is better without milk, but just something that's like unique and controversial in a lighthearted way. So I would kind of keep this away from like heavy controversial things. I just think that might be a little bit too intense for a dating app chat. Another one that I love is something that's non-negotiable for me is ... That's a Hinge prompt that also the app says sparks a ton of conversation. And that could be something as simple and lighthearted as staying in at least one night every weekend, which is a very simple statement. It's not an intense like rule that you're setting for the relationship. It's just kind of like a lighthearted way of telling the person that like, you're not someone who likes to go out and party Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. You also like a night in. Or it could be something a little bit deeper, like something that's a non-negotiable for me is the ability to talk about anything in a relationship. You can add something that's like, I believe every relationship needs open and honest communication. Like you can say something like that. I'm not saying all your whole profile has to be lighthearted jokes about pizza. Like you can get a little bit deeper, but just keep it pretty simple. Don't make it a novel and just like showcase again what you're looking for in a relationship in a lighthearted way. My two other favorites were always dating me is like dot, dot, dot. You can just like paint a little picture for them there. So dating me is like browsing through a bookstore. You'll find a mix of genres, intense discussions, lighthearted banter, and the occasional cheesy romance. So that's like a funny, lighthearted way of telling them that you like relationships with variety. You like lighthearted banter, but you also like talking about important things and you also like romance. Like that's just like a fun, funny thing that will spark a conversation. And then, like I said earlier, I also like the one that's asking them to guess something about you. So I think there is a guess this about me prompt, or you can use the I bet you can't dot, dot, dot and say something along the lines of cook a better chicken parmesan than I can, or beat me in darts, or match my knowledge of Friends, like whatever it is. Even if you say match my knowledge of The Office, that's better than saying I love The Office. It just, again, invites them to say a little bit more to you. I hope this helped. I have a ton more that I can share in terms of how to make your dating app profile better, how to message better on dating apps, and how to get off the apps and into a relationship. These are all things that we can talk about if we work together one-on-one. The link is below. Or if you just want me to take a little peek at your dating app profile and give you some really helpful insights on how you can change it for better matches, use the other link below to sign up for a dating app makeover. But hopefully these tips were helpful. Let me know if you like this type of advice format podcast episode, because I can definitely do more of them in the future. Okay, so let's get into a few quick listener questions. The first person said, dated 9 months before official. 3 months in, no, I love you. Is he a time thief? Sorry to laugh at this question. I know this situation can be incredibly frustrating. Time thief just really cracks me up. I've never heard that phrase before. Honestly, I can't tell you for sure whether this person is wasting your time, but it sounds like you are very frustrated with the situation. Again, rightfully so. We talked about this topic when I had Jeff Gunther from Therapy Jeff on the podcast a couple of months ago. I can link that episode in the show notes, but he had really good advice. And this one, I believe, was from a woman who had been in a relationship, like a defined relationship with this man for over a year. And he still hadn't said, I love you. And she was kind of just like waiting and waiting for him to say those words. And again, understandably, getting really frustrated. And she wanted to know what she should do. Should she tell him she loves him? Or should she ask him, like, why haven't you said you love me yet? Again, go back and listen to that episode to hear our advice. Jeff is an amazing therapist and he gave really good advice. For this specifically, there are a few things that stand out to me here. So first of all, dating for 9 months before official. So I don't believe in timelines, in case you're new here. That's just a disclaimer. I don't think timelines are a great thing to follow. I won't agree with any dating expert that tells you like you need to do this at this time and this at this time and get married at this age. Like, don't believe in it. But I do think that 9 months before official is a pretty long time. And that's just taking into account my friends, myself, people who follow me and have shared their relationship history with me. That's just a long time before somebody commits to being in a relationship with you. I would probably, if somebody had asked me, like, I've been dating somebody for 6 months and we're still not official, I would tell them they need to have the talk like right away. 9 months is a long time. And the reason that I say that is because that makes this kind of a pattern. So the fact that, and I'm just assuming this, but the fact that he had to date for 9 months before he was comfortable making the relationship official kind of brings up like a lack of commitment or fear of commitment or not really being sure what he wants. It just raises some of those red flags that then when you tie that with the fact that now you're 3 months into being official, which is now 12 months into a relationship with this person, when you consider the 9 months that you weren't official and he hasn't told you he loves you yet, again, makes me feel like he has some sort of block when it comes to committing or when it comes to saying how he feels or whatever it is. This person just seems to have some type of something that's blocking him from doing that. And I don't think that he necessarily is doing this on purpose. Like, he's not trying to confuse you or hurt you by not telling you he loves you or by not making it official earlier. It just shows that there is a disconnect in terms of both of your timelines and how you want this relationship to move. So if this didn't bother you, the 9 month before official thing, it wouldn't have been mentioned in this message. So it's clear to me that that was something that, again, you might have wanted sooner than he did. And now you're ready to say, I love you. And he hasn't said it yet. So now you're being put in this situation where multiple things are happening on his timeline and they're not lining up with what you want. So there's a couple of things that you can do in this scenario. If you love him and you like really feel that deeply, and when you're with him, like it comes into your brain, like he does something funny and you're kind of like, wow, I love him. Like in your head, say it. I am not above or against saying I love you first if you're the woman in a male-female relationship. Like there's no reason at all why the man has to say I love you first. So if you're feeling like you love him and you want to say it, tell him that you love him. But I want you to go into that knowing that he might not be ready to say it back, or he might not feel it. And that's like the harsh truth. So I'm not trying to make you more nervous. I'm just trying to tell you that like I think there's so much power in saying how you feel, telling someone how you feel, telling someone you love them, like somebody that you've been with for a year, whether that's 9 months official and 3 months, or 9 months not official and 3 months official, like whatever it pans out to, you've known this person, been dating them, been in some sort of a relationship with them for a year, and you're telling them you love them. Like that should be welcome, happy information for this person. They should be happy to hear that this person that they also care about loves them. So it won't spark them being angry. Like the worst thing that can happen is they say they're not ready to say it back. And then it's on you to really decide what you want to do. So go into the conversation knowing how you would handle it if that happens. So if they say that they don't love you too, or that they're not there yet, they like you a lot, but they just like those words mean a lot, or like they don't say that often, or they like to be careful before jumping into things, like whatever their like reasoning is about not being ready to say it, know how you're going to react to that. So you can A, say, okay, I understand, and I want to give it some more time, and hopefully you can get there too. Or you can say, okay, well, where I'm at in my life, the amount of time that we've been together and the amount of time we spend together and how I feel about you, I don't feel confident continuing in a relationship with somebody who doesn't like match my feelings or who isn't on that same page as me. So I need to end this relationship. And that I feel like it feels so scary. Ending a relationship feels so scary. That's a whole separate episode, but you have to know your boundary there. And like you said, if not, like if you're not holding yourself to those boundaries or you're not doing what's right for you, then he is going to be a time thief and he's just going to be wasting all your time, but you're going to be letting him do that. So tell him you love him if you do. Be prepared for the response either way. If he says it back, that's amazing. If he seems like he needs some more time and you're okay with that, genuinely, truly, like totally honest with yourself, okay with that, that's okay too. Give it some time. Give yourself a time in your head that you feel okay waiting. But if you're not okay with that and that's going to cause you stress, end the relationship, move on, because you will meet someone who feels the same way about you that you feel about them and who isn't afraid to say it. Next question. Boyfriend can't seem to let go of past fights and always brings them up again in arguments. I keep laughing at these questions, but it's because they're very relatable. I have struggled with this before too, just to be completely honest. Not in my current relationship, because we just have really good communication and I'm really lucky for that. And that comes from a lot of work on both of our ends. But I have been in relationships before where we get in these arguments and over time they just build up and I can't seem to let them go. And it's because we're not working through them. And so I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong or that one of you is in the wrong in this scenario. But if it's like he can't seem to let go of it, it's because there's something that's not resolved. So if you're listening, even if you're not the person who asked this question and you feel like, oh, wow, I always get in the same argument over and over again with my partner, that's because you guys haven't worked through the argument. So it can be a very, very common thing where when you're arguing with your significant other in a relationship, you're just arguing against each other. You want to get through the argument and figure out who's right and who's wrong, or lead to an apology. Like you're arguing to get to an apology. That's actually a really good way of putting it. Usually I put it like you're arguing against each other instead of against the issue, which again is also very important that you argue against the issue, not each other. But if you're arguing to get to an apology, like that's the end game, you're not figuring out whatever this issue is. You're not getting to the root of it and you're not coming up with a solution. For example, if you guys got in a fight in the past because you stayed out really late and you didn't let him know you were going to be home later than expected, and now every time you get an argument, he brings that up, that's so annoying. Like I've also been in relationships with people who do this. They bring up past things and it's like, aren't we past that? Like I apologize for that. But the issue is you haven't gotten to the root of that. So the root of that could be, and I'm again just giving examples, could be that he has an insecurity about you being out late and it makes him like anxious and insecure. And you guys didn't discuss that. So another indicator of unresolved issues is that you're getting in frequent arguments. So I don't know how often you're getting in arguments, but the fact that you're saying can't seem to let go of past fights and brings them up again in new arguments, it just represents that there's something you haven't talked through. So even if like at surface level, you're like, no, there's not really any theme to our arguments. Like we just argue about like random silly things. Stop and think about it. And there probably is a theme, or stop and think about the specific things that he keeps bringing up. There is an underlying issue there and there's something that needs to be talked about. My advice is take time when you're not arguing, like when you guys are in a good place, and just be like, hey, I realize that pretty much every time we have an argument, I feel like you end up resorting back to past issues that we've had and bringing them back up. And it made me realize that I think there might still be an underlying cause here that's making you upset or angry with me. And I want to talk about it so we can figure it out and have it stop coming up in arguments. Or you can say something along the lines of, it seems like whenever we argue, you keep bringing up the fact that XYZ. And to be honest, like it's really frustrating for me because it's hard for us to work through existing issues if we're still going back in the past. So I think now is a good time to just put it all on the table, have those tough conversations and work these things out so they don't become a pattern or a frequent argument in our relationship. Really hard, but saying things like that and having these conversations when things are good is so helpful for when things are not good. So nobody wants to like ruin the moment when you're just hanging out watching TV and having a great day together by surfacing this like big conversation that could lead to a difficult conversation, but it'll be helpful, I promise, and it will help you improve your communication and help you work through arguments better in the future, and they won't keep coming up over and over again. Okay, let's do one more. This person said, guy has put off our third date for weeks now. He won't commit to a date. Should I walk away? A lot of people considering walking away today, but in a simple one-word answer, yes. I do think that you should walk away from the situation. So you're three dates in, and I understand that that is a really difficult time to walk away, especially if you're somebody who doesn't go on a lot of third dates. Maybe you go on a lot of first dates that don't lead to future dates. And it's like, oh, but I finally made it to the third date. And he said he wanted to plan a fourth. Why would I walk away now? Maybe he's busy, or maybe this, or maybe that. The thing is that he could be busy. But what's clear is that he's not communicating what's going on, and it doesn't seem like he's making an effort to really make this fourth date happen. And this is when the excitement should be like really building. Like date three, that's like exciting. Again, it doesn't happen a lot. That's like a huge accomplishment. You went on three good dates and you want to keep seeing them again. They should be eager and leaned in and making this plan for a fourth date. It doesn't need to be four dates in a week, or they don't need to plan it for the very next night. They don't need to be texting you all day, every day. Like they shouldn't be doing any of those things. But they should be making a plan and making it happen. And if they're not doing that at this point in the relationship, I think it's a pretty safe bet that they're not going to put a lot of effort in moving forward. So I think the way that they're acting now is indicative of their future behavior. And it might be a sign that you're just going to kind of like be wondering and be frustrated and be putting in more effort than they are. And that's not what you deserve. So as hard as it is, I would say walk away. Don't like let this linger for too long. You're getting into situationship territory, and I don't want that for you. So whether you want to tell him like, hey, listen, it was great getting to know you, but I am looking for someone with more consistency, or you kind of just want to stop reaching out. And then if they reach out, then you can tell them that and say, yeah, I was looking for a little more consistency. And to be honest, I didn't feel like you were that excited about planning our next date. So don't ghost them. Like don't completely ignore them if they reach out to you, but just pull back and don't put all of your eggs into this basket. We are at time. I'm going to end the episode there, but I have a lot more listener questions that I plan on getting back to next week. And I hope you guys liked the beginning part of this episode with the dating app profile tips. If you are interested in signing up for a dating app profile makeover, use the link in the show notes. And if you're interested in a one-on-one dating coaching session, you can use the other link in the show notes. And if you're just enjoying the episodes and you want to give some feedback, please leave a rating and a review. And I really appreciate it. And if you have a question you want me to answer in future episodes, you can send it via email to hello@wearemostlybalanced.com, or you can send it on Instagram to @mostlybalancedpodcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next week.